This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith and got all sorts of interesting things lined up for you to listen to. I hope you're going to enjoy. That was a tune called Pony Ride, and it was called Pony Ride because I wrote the tune playing a little pony-sized banjo, which is a C banjo. It's like a banjo capoed up 5 frets to C position. And they had pony banjos way back in the 1910-1920 era. S.S. Stewart made a few and other companies made them. And that was one from Saga Musical Instruments. And it's a little travel banjo, really. And I was traveling and wrote that tune, Pony Ride, and because it was a little ride on my pony banjo. And I hope you enjoyed that. That was with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Here's one of the hottest bluegrass bands in New Zealand, you, me, everybody. Lawrence Frangos Rhodes on guitar and lead vocals, Sam Frangos Rhodes on mandolin and fiddle and vocals, Nat Talkington on banjo, Kim Bollington on guitar and vocals, Rob Henderson on bass, and they playing a very progressive style of bluegrass music. This is from a brand new album. The album's called Midnight, and this is a song uniquely entitled Busy Without Me. See what you think. It sounds great.
I'm slowing you down. We've got such a small time in this town. We've been racing around. I want to be lost, you to be found.
Take some time for sitting, waiting, hesitating. Just take time for nothing much at all. Have a chance to sit and breathe. Watch the people on the street as they go rushing
not to be found. I know there's lots for me to see, but I need time to just be free. Life can be busy without me. Sounds. Take the opportunity to go and see the people in the city that you know. Chew the fat on this and that. Catch up on the gossip and the ways that you've both grown. But I don't want to spin and run around. Yeah, I want to be lost, not to be found. I know there's lots for me to see, but I need time to just be free. Life can be busy without me.
It's a bit of a contemporary bluegrass from down here in New Zealand, from you, me, everybody, and didn't they do a good job on that? Here's something a little more straightforward from High Fidelity, from around Tennessee. This is from their album called High Fidelity, and it's Jeremy Stevens on guitar and vocals, his wife Karina Rose Logston Stevens on fiddle and harmony vocals, Kurt Stevenson on banjo, and despite his name, he's not their son. Stevens, unique. Vicky Vaughan on bass, Daniel Armick on mandolin, and this is a Reno and Smiley tune called Another Day.
Another day, how can I stand it? Without my baby by my side, this empty feeling now inside me is bound to show what I can't cry. Just make mine straight without a chaser, and let me drown my blues this way. My darling's gone, my life is ended, nothing to live for. A thief could rob and take my money if death was pending. I could pray. I'm helpless now. What will my fate be as the hours drag by? Another day, just to make mine straight without a chance.
razor and let me drown my blues this way. My darling's gone, my life is ended, and nothing to live for another day. Chaser, and let me drown my blues this way. My darling's gone, my life is ended, nothing to live for another day.
Oh, classic bluegrass there from High Fidelity. Way back in 1976, I was touring Australia as part of the Slim Dusty band, the Travelling Country Band, along with my wife Colleen Trenwith. I played banjo and rhythm guitar. Colleen played fiddle mostly. And we had a couple of guitarists working with the band. One of them was a man named Lindsay Butler, and he played a nice white electric Fender, and always sounded really good, and he managed to capture Slim's sound for his bush ballads in particular really well. And Lindsay wanted to record an album of Slim Dusty tunes and instrumentally, and he got Colleen and I to play on some of them. And one of the tunes he used was The Closest Thing to Freedom, which is a classic Slim song about travelling, and it's a really good song. Lindsay did a fine job of it, and I got to pick some banjo in there. This was recorded quite quickly, as you tended to do, in the Hadley Studios in Tamworth in those days. And it won Lindsay a Gold Guitar Award from Tamworth in 1977. And the same track also became a theme song for Nick Irby's Country Jamboree for a number of years. And so the tune went really well. And I'm going to play you this. It's sort of bluegrass-ish, really. Lindsay does a fine job of the lead line, and I'm just picking banjo away in there. And I think Collie gets a fiddle break on it too. Here's The Closest Thing to Freedom from Lindsay Butler.
Thank you.
I'd sort of forgotten that Lindsay picked that on an acoustic guitar. Oh, I sort of missed the sound of him playing it on electric, which is how we often used to play that tune. That's Lindsay Butler with The Closest Thing to Freedom. One of my favourite albums from way back in the 1980s was a Ricky Skaggs one called Family and Friends. And I love the concept of the album, and I loved the songs that he did on it. I was given this album by friends, and been a big fan of Ricky Skaggs ever since, as many of you who listen to the show regularly will attest. I've picked a song, the start of Side A, on this old LP. I still use the LPs from my shelves. Peter Rowan's doing guitar and some vocal, Joe Allen on acoustic bass, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, Mark Pruitt on banjo, Ricky Skaggs doing mandolin and vocals, and Lost and I'll Never Find the Way. And we'll just get it set up here and get it all running and see what happens, eh?
Lonesome, lonesome, pining away. Now you say it's best to part, even though it breaks my heart.
I'm lost and I'll never find the way.
Part, darling, you broke my heart. I'm drifting like a ship lost at sea. In a world of despair, it is so lonesome there. Why don't you come back to me?
Lonesome, lonesome, pining away.
Now you say it's best we part, even though it breaks my heart.
I'm lost and I'll never find the way.
No one else would ever do. I believe in you with all my heart and soul. But you broke every vow and it's all over now. I'm left in this world alone and cold.
Lonesome, lonesome, pining away.
Now you say it's best we part, even though it breaks my heart.
I'm lost and I'll never find a way.
Even though it breaks my heart,
I'm lost and I'll never find the way.
Oh, it's Ricky Skaggs in his youthful best, and lots of exuberance in that track there. I think he wrote that one. And I apologise for any surface noise on the LP. It's had a bit of a hard life. I tended to flog my Ricky Skaggs LPs, and they got played a lot. Let's listen to You, Me, Everybody again. And this is just a tune called the Rao Remu Spiral. The Rao Remu Spiral is a piece of railway line in the middle of the North Island of New Zealand, which in order to get from a lower altitude to a higher altitude, instead of just making a steep incline, the engineers devised a spiral where the track went round and crossed over itself again and crossed over itself a couple of times and then headed off at the higher altitude. And it's an engineering masterpiece built in 1910-1920 period, and it enabled a link between the northern cities in the North Island of New Zealand and the southern cities, and the completion of the main trunk line. Very important piece of engineering, and You, Me, Everybody have recognised it with the Rao Remu Spiral. It's you, me, everybody with a tune called the Rao Remu Spiral. And on the trains that run on the track these days, it's a daytime train. And on the back, it's got an open carriage where you could stand out there in all the cold wind and the fresh air. It's quite an amazing experience. And when you get to the Rao Remu Spiral, lots of the passengers go out the back to that open one so that they can see in all directions off this open carriage as we go around the spiral and look back at the track we've been on and look down at the track that we're crossing over and look up to where we're going. It's quite a neat, fun experience. I could recommend it for you, if only the price of the train fare wasn't so great. I'd travel on it more often down to see my son. That's the Rao Remu Spiral. Thank you, Yumi, everybody, for giving us that neat tune. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I'm playing you music that's on my shelves, CDs and LPs, and I've been collecting since the 1960s and playing music and enjoying listening to them and delight in sharing them with you. I hope you're enjoying that. Comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you've just tuned in and you wonder what a strange voice that announcer has, it's because we come from down in New Zealand and everything's strange down here, isn't it? Including our railway lines that go in spirals. And this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. Anything you need musically, you can go to Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton. Great big music store, lots of helpful people working behind the counters and in front of the counters and in front of the guitar cases, and they'll help you buy anything from a Martin guitar to a new flat pick, and they'll delight in selling it to you. If you tell them you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, I'm sure David Shearer would be very impressed. Shearer's Music Works have been serving the needs of the Waikato area in particular for more than 60 years, probably getting up to 70 years, and doing a fine job of it. And I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's listen to Russell Moore in Third Time Out. And here's a song, don't know much about this, Hard Rock Mountain Prison. I hope they don't know much about it either, but they're singing about it. Russell Moore, guitar and vocals. Steve Dilling on banjo and vocals. Justin Haynes on fiddle and vocals. Everyone sings. Wayne Benson on mandolin. And Edgar Loudermilk on bass. Yes, everyone sings. And here they are in a Hard Rock Mountain prison till they die.
Rock of Ages, mama sing. But when daylight breaks, all I'm gonna hear is my nine town hammering.
I can see the autumn leaves are falling round our cabin door,
and daddy plowing in the fields of home where I will walk no more.
One day I'll be free and over prison walls I'll fly.
But it's Hard Rock Mountain prison till I die.
Secret fishing hole.
Well, I'd love to hold that blue-eyed girl. She's forever on my mind. But I know I can't escape from doing Hard Rock Mountain time.
I can see the autumn leaves are falling round our cabin door,
and daddy plowing in the fields of home where I will walk no more.
One day I'll be free and over prison walls I'll fly.
But it's Hard Rock Mountain prison till I die.
Thank you.
play some great bluegrass, those guys, don't they? At my monthly jam session, also called Back Porch Bluegrass, people come up with songs that they know and almost know, and you're allowed to read the words when you perform the song, so that makes it easier for us old blokes. And Keith McMillan came up with a song called Summer Wages, which I remembered from a Tony Rice recording. And a couple of weeks ago, I was looking for it and couldn't find it. And I found the album that it's on. And I remember Keith said to me he was going to play guitar and sing the song. And it's a great song written by Ian Tyson, the great Canadian writer. And it just encapsulates a lot of New Zealandness, that's hard to say, New Zealandness, in the words of it. And anyway, Keith got me to play dobro on it. He said, you can play dobro on this one. And I had a real nice break on it. And do you think I could think of that break fast enough? And I just bumbled around and sort of played something that managed to stay in tune with it. Anyway, I found Tony Rice's version. Of course, he's got Jerry Douglas on it and various other friends, and it does a great version. He first did the song with J.D. Crowe's band and liked it so much that he kept it in his own repertoire. Tony Rice with Summer Wages.
Never hit 17 when you play against the dealer, for you know that the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone when your friends are out to steal her. Years of gamble and lost life, summer wages. And we'll keep rolling on till we get to Vancouver, and the woman that I love is living there. It's been 6 long months and more since I've seen her. She may be gambled and gone like summer wages. So down among the young street, the dreams of the seasons are all spilled down on the floor. All the big stands of timber just waiting for a falling, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there by the door. So I'll work on them towboats in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I would never do again. Through the gray fog-bound straits where the cedars stand watching, I'll be followed and gone like summer waves. Are what we had before. Well, they should never be changed, for they're all that I'll take with me. Now I've gambled and lost my summer wages. guitar gambled and lost life's summer wages.
Oh, he's a superb song producer, isn't he? And if you like the bluegrass piano in there and the bluegrass drums, John Carroll on piano, Robbie Magruder on drums, and it sounded just right for that song. My choice would be to have it slightly more bluegrassy, but in fact, Tony Rice did a superb job of it, and his voice was just great in that one. It's a lovely song. Lovely song. Well, I got a brand new album from Larry Sparks. 2025, this album was produced, and it's called Way Back When. I've always liked Larry Sparks singing. I liked his time when he was with Ralph Stanley, and I also like the fact that he keeps lots of the old things in his music. And the song I picked out for to play to you was one called Ages and Ages Ago, and it's actually a Gene Autry song from way back, and I bet you he learned this when he was a kid and wondered if he'd ever record it one day. Well, he has in 2025, and it sounds like this.
I remember when I made you cry, ages and ages ago. I'll never blame you for our life's goodbye, ages and ages ago. Something told me when you walked away that time would make me miss you so. And though it happened only yesterday, it seems like ages and ages ago. Time you cared for me, ages and ages ago. I still recall the love you shared with me, ages and ages ago. Now I'm waiting heart. How wrong I was to let you go. I've lived a lifetime since we've been apart. It seems like ages and ages ago.
That's a very gentle version of the song, and didn't he do a good version of it? I just managed to kill that second track. It's very close to that first track, isn't it? This is what happens when you do your own engineering in the show. Just a lazy version of the song, and I love the way the musicians can just noodle around in the back there and make it bounce along. Well, there's a classic bluegrass mandolin tune that everyone likes to show off with if they've got all the skills, and it's a mandolin tune called Rawhide, and it's got a neat chord sequence in it. It's absolute driving bluegrass music, and I'd like to play you the original recording of it. This is on an album, an LP called Bluegrass Instrumentals. Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Cost me $3.97 for the LP. Shows you how long ago I bought that. And on this album, Bill Monroe is, of course, playing mandolin. Fiddle is Merle Taylor, or Red Taylor, he was known as. Banjo was played by Rudy Lyle. And guitar, Jimmy Martin. And bass, Joel Price. That's a fairly early iteration of the Bluegrass Boys, and it's recorded January the 20th in 1951. So recording standards were slightly different, and the LPs had a bit of a hiding, as have all my LPs. But this is the original recording of the classic tune, Rawhide. So when you hear young mandolin players play it in future and jam sessions, you'll be able to compare it to this. Rudy Lyle's Banjo Break is an absolute classic, and everyone tries to do the second part just like he did. Absolutely amazing. Rawhide. About that for Rawhide. Absolutely classic. And Munro had so much energy in his playing and clean. Back in 1951, that was absolutely revolutionary music. And I bet you he knocked him dead on the Grand Ole Opry when he played that tune. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. And this comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. Oh, I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on the access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This show is first aired from Hamilton, from Free FM on 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, and then it's played at New Zealand access radio stations, various ones at different times of the day and night, including Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, FM, Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, where they just had the World Surfing Championships at Raglan, and some of my family went out and watched them, and that's just half an hour, 45 minutes drive out from Hamilton. So Raglan Community Radio gets bluegrass music as well as surfing championships. Goes to the access radio stations in Canada. Hi to all the Canadian people listening. You might be listening on Prince George in British Columbia, or Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia. Thanks very much for tuning in to me at and Back Porch Bluegrass, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA as well. All sorts of good places you can listen on the radio to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I really appreciate the fact that many of you tune in to the access radio stations. Good to support the community initiatives like that. Lots of people also listen on podcasts, and you can get it when it's first aired. You can listen straight from Free FM here, or you might listen on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. Lots of different ways to listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And I really appreciate the fact that you tune in. I'm playing all my own music, and every now and then I buy a new CD, but most of them I've collected in my travels. I've been to the States a few times and visited festivals, got to know bands and the members of the bands, and I just really like playing you my personal taste in bluegrass music, so that's what it is. We're going to do something different now. The band that I played in for a long, long time, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We started out sort of copying Earl Taylor and Flatten Scruggs and the Stanley Brothers as much as we could, and rapidly learned that we had to provide real variety in our music if we were going to attract an audience who didn't know anything about bluegrass music. And that's what we tried to do. So we took our songs from a whole lot of different places, but we also did sort of comedy skits, just like the original bluegrass bands did. They always had a comedian, but we used to do things that were fun and got the audience involved and lots of laughter. We recorded an album at the Wynyard Tavern in Auckland in 1970, and we chose to do a couple of our sort of comedy songs, as we called them then. And one is this version of a classic old song called Ukulele Lady. Ukulele Lady, lovely song. And in this, David Calder is playing the lead on a ukulele and singing the lead. Leonard Cohen and Lindsay Bodoni are doing the harmonies. No, Alan Rhodes is doing the harmonies. I'm playing a plunky plunk banjo. Colleen Trendworth, the fiddle player, is playing a percussion set which consisted of a cymbal hanging on a string, a bicycle hooter tucked under her arm so she could open and close her armpit and sound the hooter. I had a bicycle bell on a stick that was attached to some sandpaper blocks, so she got a sound with the sandpaper blocks. The Wynyard Tavern is a very small coffee bar. We had people sitting literally at our feet, and we did Ukulele Lady for them, and it goes like this.
Welcome to the jolly old world of vaudeville, folks. I used to linger in the moonlight down Honolulu Bay. Fond memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. And all of the peaches on all of the beaches, they bring their ukes along. And if you linger in the moonlight, then you will hear this song. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady, like a wackadoo. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele.
ukulele, lady linger. If you're like a ukulele lady, and you promise ever to be true, and she finds another ukulele lady fooling round with you, oh, maybe she'll sigh.
Maybe not.
Maybe she'll cry
an awful lot.
Maybe she'll find somebody else by and by and by to cling to, where it's cool and shady, where it's really wicky wacky woo. If you like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady like you. Oh, I used to linger in the moonlight down Honolulu Bay. Why not? Fond memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. Someday I'll be going where breezes are blowing and lips were made to kiss. And if you linger in the moonlight, you'll hear that song we miss. If you're like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like a ukwackadoo. If you're like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too. You're like a ukulele lady, and she finds another ukulele, a lady fooling around with you. Oh, maybe she'll sigh, maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to cling to, where it's cool and shady, where it's really wacky, wacky. Ooh, if you like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady like I like you, and you like me, and we both like the same, and I'd like to say this very day, ukulele lady like you. Ukulele lady like a you. You.
Well, as you can hear, we had a whole lot of fun, and so did the audience. And it's always good to be able to put those sort of songs into our programs. And I hope you enjoyed this. It's not very bluegrassy, but it did have a banjo in it, even if I was strumming it. And you could hear the band laughing in the background, trying to hold it together for the harmonies. Very good. Okay, let's get back to some real life. Here's Larry Sparks again from his album Way Back When. It's a Lester Flatt tune called Come Back, Darling, and it sounds like this.
Sit by my window, I'm reading your letters so true. I'm hoping to find in your letter, where you say I'll come back to you. Oh, come back to me, little darling, I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, little darling, don't leave me alone all my life. Happy, no matter what ever do. The nights are so lonely without you. Won't you come back and be true? Oh, come back to me, little darling. I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, little darling. Don't leave me alone all my life. without you. My life is so lonely and blue. No matter what happens, my darling, I just can't forget loving you.
Oh, come back to me, little darling. I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, little darling. Don't leave me alone all my life. Back to me, little darling. I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, little darling. Don't leave me alone all my life.
Oh, great bluegrass music, and he does it fine. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear another one from Ricky Skaggs and his Family and Friends album. And this time, he's just really got his family together. And this, I think, is, to me, the definitive version of this song. The song is called The River of Jordan. Ricky Skaggs doing guitar and vocal, Buck White playing mandolin, and the Whites, that's Buck, and his daughters Cheryl and Sharon doing the background vocals. And I love their version of River of Jordan. Let's have a listen to it.
To the River of Jordan, our Savior went one day, and we read that John the Baptist met him there. When John baptized Jesus in Jordan's rushing waters, the mighty power of God filled the air. I'm on my way
to the River of Jordan,
gonna wade right
in the rushing waters.
I'm going down,
I'm going down to the River of Jordan,
and let the cool waters cleanse my soul. King Naaman was stricken with dreaded leprosy, and he sent for the man of God to pray. But Elijah said to Naaman, go dip yourself in Jordan, let the cool waters wash your spots away. So he went right down
to the River of Jordan.
He went right
in the rushing waters. He dipped himself in the River of Jordan, and the cool waters made him whole.
The River of Jordan is many miles away. This mighty river I may never see, but I'll find myself an altar in an old-fashioned church. My River of Jordan, that will be. I'm on my way
to the River of Jordan,
gonna wade right
in the rushing water.
I'm going down,
I'm going down to the River of Jordan, and let the cool waters cleanse my soul.
I'm on my way
to the River of Jordan,
gonna wade right
in the rushing water.
I'm going down,
I'm going down to the River of Jordan, and let the cool waters cleanse my soul.
Great song, and such a good version of it. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll go out with Butch Robbins playing a little bit of the Kansas City Railroad Blues.
Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.